Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Afternoons with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
How are you? Welcome in. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, you at 617-779-7937. We will have the phone lines open for you all day long if you'd like to jump in on the conversation. Guess what, Andy? I only got a little bit of time left. I don't know if you saw this here. I decided today. Patriots free first hour. What do you think of that?
Okay, let's do it.
Patriots free first hour. They said it couldn't be done. Arcan, you're a madman. How can you go an hour on the air without talking about the Patriots? How can anyone do that?
Starting now.
We're doing it right now. We're doing it right now. That didn't count.
What if there's breaking news?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't care.
Keep that
offensive
mind, guys.
I don't care what the news is.
Are you strict enough where we're not even mentioning the name of the team?
Yes.
Okay.
Not even as like a side reference. This is a free. We are free of that team
wow.
for the first hour.
So are you implementing a punishment?
No.
Okay.
Even if a certain coach who didn't sign his new contract at a new job decided he was actually going to come back to a team that plays down in Foxborough and be the defensive coordinator,
they will have to wait until 3 o'clock to hear.
Okay.
About it.
Or a certain quarterback wants to make his return.
Well, he can't. He's like,
already an owner, but it doesn't matter because we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Celtics.
Oh, boy.
And what the hell is wrong with these Boston Celtics?
They suck.
That's what we're talking about. That thing last night was an abomination. I mean, really. That was ridiculous. That's the Toronto Raptors. You beat the Raptors by 50 the other night over Christmas. Like, this was, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, that was, and they did okay in the first quarter. After that, I mean, you're watching Grady Dick hit step back three-pointers in your face. RJ Barrett. This team used to take pride in its defense. I don't recognize that team anymore.
No.
I really don't. Guys are blowing by you. Guys are getting easy layups. Guys are turning the ball over and going back in a fast break the other way. Uncontested. And that was going on all night.
The Porzingis was trying to set a pick for like Drew Holiday, and Drew Holiday threw it, and Porzingis was like, wait, I was setting a pick. Why'd you throw it? And it went right out of bounds. At times, it was borderline embarrassing.
Ugly.
Like, hideous for a team that is... We are, what, 3 months? How far are we into the season? 3 months ago, we were talking about, could this be the greatest team of all time? The greatest Celtics team of all time?
This is halfway through the season. The Celtics have played 40 games. There's 82 games in the season. We are at the halfway point right now.
They're not very good.
No.
Not very good. And I don't know how we got here. And this is, I love these topics because I don't think there's an answer. I don't think we can speculate. The players are speculating themselves. They're starting to sound like Bruins a little bit, by the way.
They are.
In their post-game comments.
The finger pointing's next.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And is it, you know, coaching is involved. Style of play is involved. Fit. Oh, we haven't been together. Oh, it's only been a certain number of minutes, and that sways the measurable. I don't need advanced analytics to tell me, A, they're not very good, and B, they're not very fun to watch. They're not an enjoyable basketball team to watch right now. They're not shooting overly well from three-point land. Mm-hmm. Your star, your superstar of all superstars, who's supposed to be the face of the NBA potentially right now because he won a title and he's about to take the baton from LeBron, right?
Yep. That's where... Sure.
Scottie Barnes was mocking him.
Yeah.
It's doing the high school clap, I'm going to play defense on you. And Tatum, he showed him, like a high school player, took it to the rim and then was blocked by the front of the rim on a dunk attempt.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
That was ugly.
That was, to me, that was sort of symbolic of who they are right now. They still think they can toy with the mouse, but the mouse is batting the cat around right now. Like, Tatum thought, oh, you're going to get in my face? I'm Jason Tatum. I'm just going to take it down the lane and Oh, that didn't go how I wanted it to.
No.
It's awful right now.
And when they kick it out, they're not hitting their threes like that anymore.
Nothing.
Almost every player's three-point percentage has gone down, except I think it's Porzingis and Pritchard. That's it.
Tatum
Everybody else is tailing off.
Every month, Tatum's has gone down. He's below 30% now.
Yeah.
29% for Jason Tatum. Remember when we put to bed the shooting concerns about Jason Tatum because he, what did he do? He got it lower or didn't get it as low or whatever those, remember those videos making the rounds or whatever he was doing? I'll be honest. It was one of those Vince Wilfork redistributed his weight things. I didn't really see it. I didn't really see how he fixed his shot, but I see the results. There's a scoreboard and there's a stat sheet.
He's
and
back up over 30 for the month, by the way. Ooh. It's up to 31 now.
Oh, nice.
Because he was 3 for 9 last night. So there you go.
Wow.
By the way, I know why you're going after Jason Tatum early and often.
Because we're
going
to avoid Jaylen Brown.
Because like, Jaylen Brown looked like he was, I don't know what the hell
wasn't
that
great.
Was. That was the worst game I think I've ever seen him play.
It was probably up there. I don't really keep track of these. They're so few and far between, it's hard to remember them.
Sure.
You know what one really, but there was one time.
He's having a tough month, by the way, Jaylen Brown. We're talking about guys having tough months. He's having a rough one.
Yeah.
He's averaging about 18 points a game this month.
Do you want the spin zone?
Sure.
So the spin zone is, the reason the Celtics suck right now is because Jaylen Brown isn't playing well. You're learning yet again that Jaylen Brown.
I thought Jaylen Brown doesn't ever not play well. It's so few and far between.
No, but he isn't. Yeah. But, and you're learning right now that the straw that stirs the drink, the Eastern Conference MVP, the NBA Finals MVP, is Jaylen Brown. And when he doesn't go well, they don't go well. I don't know if anybody will buy into that, but that's the argument, and I'm sticking to it.
I honestly don't have a huge problem with that argument because I do think this team, without the two of them going, and I didn't think this at the beginning of the year. They started off the year 21-5. Since then, they're 7-7.
Yikes.
In their last 14 gets. A 500 team for the last, I don't know, month plus. Like, that's not great. That's not any type of stretch anyone was expecting this Celtics team to have this year. And I'm surprised by it. I'm disappointed, obviously. I think everybody is. But that thing last night, getting dog-walked in the fourth quarter by Jakob Poeltl and the Toronto Raptors.
He was unbelievable.
Are you serious? He was like Hakeem Olajuwon out there.
He really
like, that
was.
That was unbelievable. Didn't miss a shot.
Nope. No. They, and that's a team. We do need to remind people, that's a team that isn't trying to win, really.
No.
They want flag.
Right.
They're doing whatever the slogan is going to be in Toronto to get flag. Fail for flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing right now. And they beat you. They beat you actually pretty handedly. They, from start to finish, they controlled the game.
Yeah.
There was one run. So they went up like, I want to say it was like 13-2 Toronto. Then the Celtics closed it, took a lead. There was a couple runs, like 10-point runs,
yeah,
back and forth. But for the most part, that game was played on the Raptors' terms against the Boston Celtics, the greatest basketball team in the history of the NBA,
mm-hmm,
with so many players that our boy Scal, his argument is they're too good.
Yeah.
They're too good. When they're starting fives on the floor, they're bad because they're too good. So Mazzulla has to start playing the, what do they call it? Stay ready crew.
The stay
more.
Ready crew, right, yes.
Well, like, what are we talking about here? That makes no sense to me.
Mm.
You're so good that you lose. Is that how that works?
Basically, yeah.
You're so good. Your starters are so good, you should play your backups?
Yes. They're so good that you can't play them. Like, they're too good. And when they're too good, you can't have that. You can't have that happen.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Especially against the Toronto Raptors. And yes, the Celtics only led in this game very briefly. They led at the end of the first quarter, early in the second. They took the lead back in the second, then very briefly again in the third.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, that was it. The Raptors had them at arm's length for almost the entire rest of the game. That's preposterous. That's, I'm sorry. Like, if this wasn't part of a bigger pattern, then I may be able to look at it and say it's a bad night. It's not just a bad night. That was a bad night on Friday against the Kings. That was a bad night against the Pelicans. They got lucky. They won that game. And they've had mm-hmm. other bad nights other than that going back a couple of weeks now. And it's become a regular thing. And I'm not sure what Joe Mazzulla is doing about it. I'm not sure what these guys are doing about it. I don't know how much urgency there is right now to fix it, because I think these guys still are pretty pleased with themselves despite the results lately. And it's because the rest of the Eastern Conference, outside of Cleveland and maybe the Knicks, aren't really catching up to them yet. So that's, you know, they still have reason to be like, yeah, we're fine. Everything's fine. It's not fine.
And that's the question I asked Scal yesterday that I feel like he talked me in circles and didn't answer. Mazzulla seems like he
keeps... A lot of Scal critique here already in the show.
I didn't think it was his greatest hit yesterday, if I'm being honest.
Your close personal friend,
My good friend Scal, yeah.
Yeah, you two can be hanging out now that you don't have to... show doesn't get in the way.
We're going to talk so much smack about you when we're hanging out
fine.
Over at the Garden.
I'm not a hoop head like you guys. I'm not a hooper. I'm not watching those late night West Coast games on NBA TV and all that stuff you guys do.
I'm definitely doing that.
but Mazzulla keeps talking in, I don't want to say positive ways, but like... He says things like, you know, we have to appreciate the journey and it's not going to be easy and that's our responsibility. All these words. Your basketball team's not playing well. And at some point, doesn't he need to do something about it?
Yes.
Like, instead of just observing from afar and sort of putting it in perspective and playing cute videos for Jason Tatum when people are making fun of him and...
Yeah, what happened to the psycho? Like, what happened to crazy Joe Mazzulla? You know, like,
do a jiu-jitsu somersault and kick somebody in the face.
Right.
We haven't seen crazy Joe Mazzulla since he went after that ref, and that was going after the ref.
Right.
Right? I know you love your guys. I know that
say
you love them all
sucks.
And all that, but you got... Right?
Yeah. Tell them they're getting punked.
Every time, if you're there and in everybody's face when things are going great... It's a little easier to stomach, but you have to be able to face harsh realities right now. And the harsh reality is the Celtics are kind of falling off.
They're a mediocre basketball team that's losing to bad basketball teams.
Yeah.
That's their reality right now, and they can't shoot the three. I will say there were portions of that game, this is a total side entertainment note, where they, I think, realized they couldn't shoot threes anymore, and they started like, Tatum, I think, at one point did it, posted up, and they almost had like an old school cut to the basket, like a give and go, and I was like... This isn't my Celtics. Then was this Princeton? We're running like old school offenses, and I kind of liked it.
The old
it was,
Pete Carril bounce pass offense.
Yes, that's what it was. It was bounce passes, layups, cuts, and I was like, "Is this what we're doing?" But there wasn't enough of it, and I do think some of it goes. We're going to have the same debate. So Jason Tatum is Jason Tatum, correct?
He is.
He's
I cannot argue with that.
Well, you argue with me a lot sometimes.
I can't argue that Jason Tatum is not Jason Tatum. I cannot make that.
Is he going to scream at the team?
No.
Okay. Does somebody need to scream at the team you think potentially coming up here?
Yeah, I'm just not sure who.
That's my point.
Derek White's not not
the way he played last night.
No, yeah.
Talking about having their worst game of maybe ever. Derek White had a pretty terrible game last
Holiday,
night.
I mean, you know, he's a veteran.
So doesn't it have to be Mazzulla?
Yeah.
I mean, and does he have that in him? You're right. He's supposed to be crazy, wacky, zany, do anything, doesn't care, doesn't give an F kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he's going to need to do something. Because some button needs to be pushed that isn't being pushed right now with this bad. Human nature is taking... I also think that's getting a little old. I think we're giving them a little too much credit for, they're not really trying.
They're bored.
Human nature, they're bored. No, they're not good right now.
Right.
They're not a really good basketball.
They're not a dynasty yet either. They can get bored.
No.
We're in the middle of a stretch of NBA era where it's a new champion every year.
Right.
You can't get bored. You want to be something special. You want to go out there and separate yourself from these other one-off winners. Then you have to do the work, and they're not doing it.
And that opportunity is still there. That's the other thing. I don't want to say I'm overreacting. This is the regular season. If they win a title... We'll never talk about any of this crap again.
Exactly.
Oh, you finished second in the East and you were 7-7 in 14 games in January. No one will ever reference
that. Won't matter.
But.
Because that happened before with LeBron's Cavs, with the Heat.
Everybody, sure.
There were times where they didn't win the East, and they had tough stretches, and they rested guys, and, you know, they were like the third seed or something like that. And you were like, well, they're still going to be there in the finals, and they're still going to be going up against Steph and the Warriors, because that's just the way it was. But they didn't always run the table, but you didn't care, because it was... Dynasties. It was two dynasties going at each other. You're not a dynasty yet.
And this team, the defense is one thing. You're right about the defense. And that I would put under the umbrella of effort, complacency, human nature. Okay, you didn't want to bring it every night on the defensive end. Okay, I get that. We'll flip that switch when we need to, blah, blah, blah. They're not shooting well. When you shoot, do you half-ass a shot? You know what I mean? Like, if you shoot, I feel like you shoot for it to go in.
I mean, yeah.
So
I know you're not a hoop head, but I think they're all trying to get the
ball. So then how does effort make Tatum and Brown go a combined like 7 of 25 on field goals? Are you saying they're not trying to shoot well? I think they're trying to shoot well.
I think they are. Everybody's trying to shoot.
So they're not
well.
Good right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. They're having bad nights.
But I think offense, there's effort on offense beyond just shooting or not shooting.
No, I know,
well.
But like, when you just miss a mid-range jumper, did you not try? Are your legs tired, I guess? Everybody will say that. If you shoot poorly, it's automatically your legs are tired.
Sure.
Sometimes they have his legs.
It's not even that. It's judgment, you know? Did you take a good shot? Did you pass the ball, make the extra pass? Did you shoot with a hand in your face? Did you shoot too early into the shot clock? There's a lot of different reasons. But, yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I just that's a tougher one for me to just chalk up to complacency, sleepwalking through the regular season. That doesn't make you shoot poorly, and they're shooting poorly right now. And that's something – that I think you want to nip in the bud if you can. That's the Tatum thing now. We're saying the bad shooting now has, we're going on what, 8 months?
Right.
9 months of bad shooting? That's a pretty big sample size.
I don't know if I'd call it bad shooting because it's still, as a team, they're around 36%.
So what about
bad.
Tatum, though?
Tatum's falling off, right.
Yeah.
And most of the guys on the team are shooting worse than they did last year. I agree with all that, but that doesn't make it
That doesn't mean they're a bad shooting team. Does that make sense?
No, but they have to be the best. Their whole theory
not
is
necessarily.
We're the best shooting team.
No, we're the most shooting team. We shoot the most three-pointers. Not we shoot the best three-pointers. We shoot the most of them. And that's still where they're
at. That doesn't work.
Well,
you know how I know that?
How do you know
they're 7-7 in their last 14.
Okay.
They're still shooting the most threes.
They're still the third best team in the NBA, though, doing that. And if they start shooting a little bit better, and you just admitted that it could be a...
So they got to shoot better.
Well,
it's
yeah.
about how well you shoot, not how often you shoot. I know that's part of their theory, but if you shoot a lot like they keep doing and don't shoot well enough, you lose.
Okay, but they are middle of the pack in terms of percentage, way ahead in terms of attempts.
Right.
And that's got them the third best record in the NBA. So it's not like it's some failing plan that they have. It's just, it's not clicking on all cylinders.
And failing more and more by the game.
It could get worse. I agree with you. It could get worse, but it's not like it's, then that's the question, I think, if you want to chime in with this. What do you think about Missoula Ball? It's 617-779-7937. Is Missoula Ball still something that you feel good about? I know that there's people who don't like all the three-point shooting. They think it's ruining the NBA and ruining the game and all of that.
Yeah.
And maybe you're right, but just put that aside for a second and let's talk about the Celtics. Is it ruining the Celtics?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, I wouldn't say it's ruining them. I think that's a tough sell, but I don't know that they always know when to shift gears. Because I do think they can do other things. I heard Terp talking about this. They've shown in spurts over the last multiple years, they can score in other ways.
Right.
They have really versatile players. You know, I think Porzingis is a versatile player. He doesn't have to be jacking up threes. You have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum that I think, last night aside, can take it to the rim, can finish, can create their own shots. Like, I think they have other ways other than just jacking up. Some of the guys are three-point shooters, obviously. But, no, I think right now, I'm with Porzingis. I forgot, how exactly did he phrase it? But he was like...
We have no personality.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I feel like there's just...
That was more Drago than
that's Porzingis. Not how he talks.
Not really how he talks. It's a little bit how he talks, but not really.
But that may, that was more Drago than.
I think if he talked like that, he'd solve a problem.
A little more Jokic there, I'd say, probably.
If you die, you die.
Yeah, effort would not be a problem if Kristaps talked like that.
Maybe we could use Drago in a Zinger outfit.
We were killed by the Raptor.
I must break you.
The
you
Raptor.
Shot too much. Like, that would work.
Yeah.
But yes, they're lacking they're lacking it. And you know who I always think has to create it?
Who's that?
The coach. Especially on a team that doesn't have a alpha leader. And we can all agree, you don't have an alpha leader. You just don't. You can get mad at me for saying that, or you can accept it as the truth. It is what it is. Jason Tatum is who he is. He's a great player, but he's not an alpha dog, bulldog, leader, whatever you want. He's not Willie McGinnis.
Right, but they don't need him to be.
Oh, that was close. I just said a name, just for the record.
Ah, yes, right.
I did not say who he played for.
No, I
did.
That's
true. Yep. Let the record show.
Just a name, that's fine.
Just a name.
That's totally fine. That being said, you know, they didn't need an alpha dog leader last year to win a championship, and they also didn't need Joe Mazzulla to be anything other than what he was last year. It's not – this team has the talent, and they're well-equipped, obviously, to go out there and repeat and go out there and be a dynasty. We all know that. That's why we're disappointed in the way that they're playing right now. But the effort on defense, I think, is not something to just whistle past because – their threes will go in, and you know that they're going to go in. Eventually, they'll start shooting better. Derek White will shoot better. He's a good shooter. Holiday's a very good shooter. Horford, for a big, is a very good shooter. That's the reason why they do this. They have guys who can hit threes all over the roster and all over the floor. So it's not a bad strategy in that regard. But there is something to be said for the fact that a team like Toronto, it was their 10th win of the season last night.
Yeah.
They're 10-31. I mean, they suck.
They're probably mad.
Although they did just beat the Warriors the other day. This is the first time. No, this is the third time they've won consecutive games all year, Toronto. I heard this. If they win their next game, it'll be the first time they won three in a row. And you could be a part of that, Celtics. Isn't that nice?
Then they won't get flagged.
Doesn't that make you feel good? They probably won't either. They're not going to out-suck the Wizards. I mean, that's there's no way.
But
the Wizards
are the worst.
That's true. But, yeah, I doubt it. We'll see. 617-779-7937. They always rig the lottery anyway. They're not sending him to Canada.
I would not.
I'd rather.
They're sending him to Brooklyn.
Right, yeah. Brooklyn, who else? I don't even know. New Orleans? New Orleans stinks this year, too. Yeah, there's Detroit, maybe. Actually, Detroit's gotten better. Detroit's kind of hot right now. But either way, the Celtics are not. Celtics 7-7 over their last 14 games. What do you think about it? 617-779-7937. We will continue with our Celtics conversation also, as promised, here on a Patriots-free first hour. The Boston Bruins, well, they have something to say. How about this? Charlie Jacobs, along with Cam Neely, had some very interesting comments made yesterday. We'll get into those with your phone calls right after Dan Ball gets you caught up on what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Celtics fell to the Toronto Raptors last night, 110-97. The defeat snapped Boston's 10-game winning streak against Toronto. Peyton Pritchard led the Celtics with 20 points coming off the bench. Boston returns home tomorrow night when they host the Orlando Magic. They have a 4-3 record in the month of January so far. In football news, Bill Belichick's first coaching staff at North Carolina continues to come together. Longtime NFL special teams coach Mike Prefer and veteran SEC offensive line coach Will Friend are expected to finalize deals to join Belichick's staff. That being said, reports from this morning claim that there is no fully executed and signed contract between Belichick and UNC at this time. Belichick was announced as North Carolina's head coach on December the 11th. And in NFL news, the city of Cleveland filed a lawsuit against the Browns to prevent the team's planned move to a new domed stadium in Brook Park, Ohio. The city alleges that a Browns move would violate the Modell Law, an Ohio law that placed conditions on how teams can leave their publicly financed facilities. Meanwhile, the NFL playoffs continue this weekend, and WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. On the ice, the Bruins are off until Saturday when they visit the Ottawa Senators. Puck drop is set for 3 p.m. And finally, Bob Uecker, the voice of his hometown Milwaukee Brewers, who after a short playing career earned the moniker Mr. Baseball and honors from the Hall of Fame, has passed away. He was 90 years old. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons with Arcane and Hart coming up right after this.